Hey, I want to thank our new sponsor, Plutonium. Yes, Plutonium, if you're trying to heat your house, forget about solar or gas, use Plutonium.
Hi, this is Real Estate Podcast for the Common Man, where we talk about selling, buying, investing in homes. We're not baffling you with BS, we're dazzling you with brilliance. We're not telling you how to become a millionaire. We are telling you stories, the truth, and the information no one is talking about. So sit back, listen, laugh, and enjoy Real Estate Podcast for the Common Man.
Hey everybody, JD here. Hope you're looking good and feeling fine. Hopefully you had a great time with friends, neighbors, relatives, and acquaintances. Want to thank everybody for these past years listening to Real Estate for the Common Man. If you're new to this podcast, I want to say thank you for listening. We try to cover as much as we can for the common man. We're not a get rich quick. We're going to show you how to invest and things along that lines. We basically discuss things that happen in real estate just for the common man. And if you want to listen to my past podcast, they're really interesting, a lot of interesting subjects that we have brought up and discussed. But I'll tell you, this one takes the cake. This one beats every single one that I have talked about. As a matter of fact, in 35 years, I've been selling real estate, kind of semi-retired. All the people that I know who've been in the business, when I told them this story, they couldn't believe it. And it was incredibly hard for us to follow, really confusing. Matter of fact, we had to draw it out on a graph and try to figure out how in the world this all made sense. So if you're following this and you're confused, trust me, join the rest of it, because this gets so complicated. I think when I've talked to a few attorneys, they couldn't even follow it. And so get a pen and a paper. If you are part of a team in real estate, have them listen to this together, because like I said, this is going to go down in the books as one of the weirdest, craziest real estate transactions you have ever heard of. So get yourself a pencil and a piece of paper. Okay, you got it. Okay, so I'm gonna try to make this semi-simple, and it's still going to confuse the living daylights out of you. So here it goes. And if you can't follow this, well, trust me, don't blame it on yourself. It is like one of the most confusing real estate transactions we've ever heard of. So here we go. So seller one, we're going to say seller one, owns a property 50 years ago. And it's a big, huge plot of land, big plot of land in a little kind of small subdivision, and they are not doing anything with the land. It's kind of out in the middle of nowhere, a few houses around, and they're just holding this land. And seller one says, you know, I wonder if I can subdivide this lot into three smaller lots. Maybe build three houses on them or sell them individually or so on. So seller one goes through all these plans with the county and permits and so on, and finally gets the okay and goes through the permitting process and so on to make the big lot into three separate lots. So seller one gets the big lot divided into three separate lots with three legal addresses. And they're not mailing addresses. If you're new to real estate, legal addresses, when you buy a home, or lot, they'll have like lot block one of lot two, filing number three, Western Heirs subdivision. That's a legal description. So she has now three lots with three different legal descriptions, and she holds a seller number one, holds the lots for a while, but decides buying or building homes or something just isn't going to work for seller one. So seller one sits on it, they pay the taxes, goes through 40 years, and seller one starts getting older and kind of up in age and decides, you know, I just don't want to hold these lots anymore. So maybe I'll give two lots to my heirs and I'll sell one of them. So seller one puts the house up for sale. The lot up for sale, and it's up for sale for a while, and buyer one comes along and says, wow, you know, this would be a great lot, not to build a home, but just to put, like, you know, my trucks and construction equipment and a storage shed on the lot. So buyer number one purchases the lot and has a survey done on it. And the surveyor says, well, you know, this is a great lot, and here's where the survey markers are, but that person who lives next door to the lot built a greenhouse, and it's encroaching on your lot. So buyer number one goes over and looks at the greenhouse, and it really, nothing's being used. It's just kind of this old greenhouse, and basically talks to the people who own the house next to the lot that buyer number one's going to purchase, and says, look, it's a greenhouse. We don't really own the house. We just rent it, and we just kind of use this greenhouse kind of to plant, you know, vegetables once in a while, and nobody's really using the lot all these years, so we decided to just use the greenhouse. So, and once in a while, so we, you know, it's not that big deal. So buyer number one says, well, can you get rid of the greenhouse? And they say, yeah, no problem. And it wasn't really a big thing to buyer number one, because they thought, well, it's a greenhouse, it's kind of a shanty, you know, it's just kind of built pretty much just out of old plywood and whatever they can come up with. So it's not that big a deal. Real easy to tear down. It's not going to be any big deal. So buyer number one keeps the lot for a while and then says, you know, I really, really don't need this lot anymore. I think I'll just give it to one of my relatives. So one of the relatives, he will say, that's buyer number two, says, hey, yeah, you know, I'll buy it from you. And so buyer number one says, you know, we don't have to go through all this transaction. I bought it from the seller. I got title insurance. It's free and clear. And I'll just, you know, give me a few dollars. Not, you know, not really the value of what the lot is, but he was doing, they were doing the relative a favor, and quick claimed the interest to the property to buyer number two. So buyer number two goes in and puts all his stuff in, his construction stuff and everything on the lot and little storage shed, and He's paying the taxes for 5, 6, 7 years, and everything is just working fine and dandy. Okay. When then buyer number two, who owns the property, says, "You know, I just don't want this piece of junk greenhouse encroaching on my land, because it's on my land and it's an eyesore." So he goes over to the renters who are renting the house that has the greenhouse on it, and the renters say, "Look, it's not really ours, it's the owner's." So buyer number two confronts the owners, and the owners go, "Hey, look, I'm just renting the house. I have nothing to do with it. It's the renters who built the greenhouse, and you're going to have to take it up with them." Well, so they go back and forth and back and forth, and buyer number two says, "Okay, I'm going to go to court and get a judgment or an encroachment violation and get the rights to knock down the greenhouse." So they go to court, and they're fighting in court about the greenhouse. "No, that greenhouse isn't really on your land, it's on our land." And buyer number two is going, "No, we got a surveyor, and that greenhouse is on our land, not your land." Okay, so they're going back and forth for a year, and all of a sudden the person who owns the rental home decides, "Look, this is crazy. I don't really want anything to do with it. And I want to, I just don't want to be a landlord anymore." And sells the house to the renters. And the renters buy the home. And they're just a pain. They're stealing water from the well that's on the lot. And the buyer, who now owns the lot, buyer number two, says, "You're stealing water out of my well." And they go, "No, that we own this lot." And he's like, "No, you don't own this lot. I own this lot, and I do not want you to steal water from my well." So they go back and forth, and sheriff comes out, and they're feuding, and sheriff says, "Look, this is not my problem. You guys handle it or go to court," and so on and so forth. So the buyer doesn't want, who bought the house, bought the land, buyer number two, says, "Okay, this guy isn't going to take the hint. He's kind of a jerk." So he decides to take the hose or whatever they had tapped into his well, get rid of it, and cap off the well. So he goes and he caps off the well. And the renters, who are now the owners, are screaming and yelling, "We don't have any water, and that's our well, and we own the lot, and we're going to sue you," and so on and so forth. So buyer number two says, "Look, I've got a grant deed. It's clear. I have title insurance that did this title insurance, and you don't own the lot that I purchased." And they say, "Yes, we do." So they're going back into court. Back and for 3 years, going back and forth. And the buyer number two says, "Here's the survey. Here's the deed. Here's the title insurance." And the renters are saying, no. "We're going to get an attorney. We're going to show you that we really own the property that you bought from buyer number one. So they're going back and forth, and at during the time, buyer number two is paying their taxes and, you know, has his stuff on the lot. And buyer and the renters are assisting that the lot that buyer number two owns now was never, the buyer number one never owned it. They owned it. And buyer number two calls up buyer number one and says, these renters are saying they own my lot. And buyer number one says, no, we had title insurance. We have a grant deed. We, you know, we bought it from seller number one. Seller number one had it for 50 years. It was illegal, you know, legally, they had it subdivided. There's a lot and block number, and everything's kosher. Well, the renters, who now are the owners, say, no, no, it's wrong. When buyer number one, not seller number one, buyer number one purchased the property, seller number one actually sold us the property, and we have a, what they call a quiet title, which I never heard before. Look it up. Nobody else has ever heard of it. And I guess a quiet title means that, let's say if seller number one sold it to the renters before they sold it to buyer number one, seller number one basically had to, doing a title search, it would have came up. But if you have a quiet title, which means seller number one, I know this is really confusing. I told you it was in the beginning. If seller number one actually sold it to the renters and never told buyer number one, and actually turned over title, which was called, it's called a quiet title, the renters had to record it with the county, or it's not a legal instrument. They never, according to all the research, they never recorded the quiet title with the county. So nobody knew about it. And by law, if you have a quiet title and never record it, it's worthless. It's only worth something if you record it. So when buyer number one purchased the property from seller number one, and the title insurance did the title and insured the title, there was no quiet title that was recorded. So the renters had no, absolutely no legal right to the property, even if they did have a quiet title, because they never recorded it over all these years. And they had just basically bought the property that they were renting. So they were trying to basically take that property and steal it from buyer number one. So buyer number one says, no, we have the property, and here it is. I've been paying taxes on it for 9 years. Here's all the proof, and so on and so forth. So the renters go and get an attorney. And the attorney says, oh, yeah, you have a enforceable quiet title. We're going to basically sue buyer number two, okay, for the rights for the property. Well, like I said, they never recorded the quiet title when buyer number one bought it from seller number one. They had a title insurance policy and a grant deed that was transferred. So they didn't, nobody thought, you know, everybody thought the renters were out of their minds. These guys are just crazy. They have no clue. They're out of their minds. They're just not thinking straight. They don't have any rights to the property. So the attorney files a lawsuit that states that They have an enforceable quiet title that was never recorded. And the buyer one and the buyer two had no rights at all to sell or transfer the property. So they're going through the courts, right? And the renter's attorneys and the renter keeps changing the court date to the point where buyer number two, who now currently owns the property, was never correctly served to go to court. So they're in court, and the court says, looks at the paperwork and says, well, since buyer number two never showed up, we're going to, and this is the craziest thing, we're going to now transfer the property to the renters, and the deal that buyer number one and buyer number two with the title insurance, with the survey that was transferred, is nil and void. And we're going, we've never heard anything. Basically, a court can't just turn over a property to somebody who says it is and changes all the court date, and the owner of the property never shows up, and the courts just transfers the property over because you don't show up in court. So, and here's another thing, and the renters, for pain and suffering, because they had to go through all this, get some sort of like $40,000 reward also. So basically, the renters, if you can believe this, steals the property and gets $40,000. Well, according to the information, they are basically buyer number two and buyer number one are appealing it, because buyer number one, if the transaction wasn't a legitimate transaction between buyer number one and buyer number two, and the court says the quick claim deed that buyer number one transferred to buyer number two is nil and void, it should revert back to buyer number one. But it didn't. It transferred over to the renters. So buyer number one is out a ton of money for buying it from seller number one. Buyer number two is paying rent for 3 to 5 years, and not rent, taxes. He's been paying taxes for 3 to 5 years, and that is worthless. And basically, the renters stole the property from buyer number one and buyer number two, and basically is encroaching with a greenhouse that they bought that they never had to tear down. And basically, the courts said, came to a verdict that since the buyer number two never showed up for court, that all the property was transferred over to the renters, and the sale between buyer number one and buyer number two is nil and void. Well, also, buyer number one has a lien on the property because they gave a loan to buyer number two, or took back what they call the seller financing, and basically did a seller finance, and they also purchased the property from seller number one. So what's interesting is, buyer number one is saying, we paid all this money to seller number one, and we went through title, and we have clear and free title, and we have a grant deed, so we have a ton of money. And when we transferred it over to buyer number two, our relative, we didn't really, you know, sell it to him. We just kind of gave it to him as a gift. So if that deal is fell apart, and the renter took the lot, then buyer number one, who actually bought it, is out a ton of money. So now buyer number one and buyer number two is getting together and going and appealing the case, because they're saying, we own the property. The renter is just some madman who thinks he owns it. And since we never, buyer number two never showed up, the courts gave everything that we had purchased, paid for, and so on, just gave it free and clear over to the renters. And buyer number one had a lien on it that was recorded that she put on it. And according to the story, that was wiped out. And we were like, no, a judge, and we don't know law, can't just wipe out a loan and basically just transfer any property you want to anybody who says it's the property, because then that means anybody can just go find a mansion and say, you know what, before you bought this, I bought it from the current seller, I have a quiet deed, and I never recorded it, but you know, I trust me, I have a quiet deed, sue the people and basically steal their property. So like I said, if you didn't follow this, trust me, it's so confusing to everybody. And it's one of those things you almost have to listen to this three or four times to follow this, or write it down on paper. But where this thing is ending is, and like I said, where this is ended, and it still hasn't ended, and I'll keep you up to date, because like I said, this is just a crazy story, is they're appealing with the courts that they legally own the property, and the renters never had any ownership or any legal right to it. And you can't just hand over a property because the plaintiff didn't, or the defendant doesn't show up. And they, like I said, they just kept changing the court date and postpone it and never notified the person who currently owned it. And he's saying that he was never served papers for the court case. So it's a disaster. It is just so crazy. And like I said, it's one of the weirdest real estate stories I've ever heard. So like I said, when I find out how they solved this whole thing, I'll definitely do another podcast. But like I said, this is probably one of the craziest, most confusing real estate transactions I have ever, ever heard. So like I said, it'll give you something to think about. Hopefully you wrote all this on paper and you followed this. So I wish you a great week. Have a good one, and I'll see you in the future. Bye for now.
We hope you enjoyed the show, Real Estate for the Common Man. Please follow us or subscribe. Tell your friends, neighbors, relatives, and coworkers about us. We're on all your major podcast apps: Amazon, Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, Pandora, iHeartRadio, and iTunes. If you can't remember all that, just Google it, or have your friends Google Real Estate for the Common Man, and it will come up. Again, we thank you very much for your time, and hopefully you enjoyed the show. Hey, if you live in Colorado Springs and want to buy or sell a home, you can look us up at Sold Real Estate Company. That's soldrealestatecompany.com. Again, thank you very much. Please subscribe and have a very good week, and we'll see you next time.